USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi thinks a new dynamic is emerging in the fight against the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. COVID-19, a big topic during the Capitol Hill briefing, as was an update on coronavirus relief talks.
We saw a framework. They're putting, now they have to turn it into text. And then, so we'll take the time we need, and we must get it done. And we must get it done by this war relief. We cannot leave without it.
President Trump is traveling to Georgia this weekend to try to drum up support for Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Perdue is being challenged in the January 5th runoff by Democrat John Ossoff, and Loeffler is facing a challenge from Reverend Raphael Warnock. The latest polls showing both Democrats leading the Republicans in the race by 4 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Non-farm payrolls increased by just 245,000 in November, well below Wall Street estimates as rising coronavirus cases coincided with a considerable slowdown in hiring. The unemployment rate did fall to 6.7%. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson telling CNBC what we really need to know about that number.
The one thing that we haven't heard is the labor force participation rate, and I think that's going to be critical in understanding the edge down in the unemployment rate. You can't just look at the unemployment rate because we know people are leaving the workforce and people are leaving, a lot of women are leaving the workforce because we're still in many places in lockdown mode when it comes to schools and child care.
The House is debating a bill that would decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. It would also expunge federal convictions for lower-level marijuana offenses. The bill will likely pass in the Democratic-led House, but not the Republican-controlled Senate. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President-elect Joe Biden is expected to sign executive orders on immigration that would represent a clear break from the Trump administration and could have immediate impact on illegal immigrants. Regarding those executive orders and Biden's immigration plan, Rachel Bovard is with the Claremont Institute.
Well, all signs point to a much looser immigration system under President Biden. He is talking about undoing a host of border controls, including the Remain in Mexico policy, which was the most successful policy under the Trump administration at reducing illegal crossings at the border. President Biden wants to undo that. So that is... If we look ahead, we're looking a lot like the Obama years in the next four.
Regarding catch and release, Bovard tells Fox and Friends.
I would expect, you know, we haven't heard a lot of specifics from the Biden campaign, but what we have heard, again, points to undoing most of what President Trump implemented, which, again, reduced border crossings to historic lows, and I think that's all going to be undone.
The Trump administration has scheduled the lease sale to companies to drill for oil in the Arctic National. The Trump administration has scheduled a lease sale to companies to drill for oil in Anwar. The Department of the Interior saying it's delivering on a mandate from the 2017 tax cut law that allows energy exploration in a 1.56 million acre section of the 19.3 million acre refuge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.